At a council meeting last night in the heart of the city, Canterbury councillors met to decide the future of Studio 41 nightclub and Planet Laser. The proposal for a 750 capacity nightclub was refused by a majority of 9 councillors out of 14. The business has had to close and find another location due to Christchurch University's plans to build student housing on the site. Studio 41's entertainments manager Stephen Sullivan was left disappointed.
We gutted. Canterbury still needs leisure, and we go forward with that in mind.
At a meeting last week for Windcheap Action Group, residents were worried about the consequences of having a nightclub on their doorsteps.
I've lived here now for 35 years. I love my home and I don't want to be forced to leave it after all this time because I can't sleep and I no longer feel safe.
The thought of what might go on our doorstep doesn't bear thinking about. I think, you know, we have to oppose this.
What you've got to do is, I think when anyone gets together and puts this to mind, don't sit there saying we hate it, we hate it, we hate it. I think what you've got to do is you've got to look at it at a much wider scale to stop it from happening.
Lib Dem councillor Alex Perkins spoke of his concern, but admitted that people should be allowed to have a good time.
People want to enjoy themselves and they're perfectly entitled to, and we're here to facilitate that. But at the end of the day, letting off steam in the wrong place can destroy people's lives. So it's a matter of live and let live, put in the application in the right place and we'll support it. This is the wrong place at the wrong time.
James Flanagan, councillor for Westgate, said that even small numbers of people can cause problems.
Even if it's 10, 20 people causing a lot of noise, that's again a lot of disturbance for residents in the area.
But last night, Mr Sullivan stressed how important leisure facilities are to the city.
Canterbury needs places for people to go. We've got so much student accommodation, we've got new student accommodation, we've got so many new developments, and there's nothing for these people to come and do.
Campus officer from Canterbury's Arts University, UCA, Pat Plested, also spoke in favour of the plans.
It would be a huge loss to Canterbury to lose this one-of-a-kind venue and the values of the people who go there.
So how do students in Canterbury feel about the loss of Studio for the foreseeable future?
Well, Soap was one of the best nights out in Canterbury. It would be a real loss to lose a good nightclub and the Laser Quest during the day.
I did like it there, so it's a shame if it closes down completely. But at the same time, it would be a distraction from me doing my work in this busy period, so it's sort of got its good and bad points, I guess.
The councillors are all over the age of 40, don't go clubbing, and they categorise the students. They hear one bad story from one bad student and that's it, we're all the same, they collectively put us in the same group.
As Windcheap residents were left celebrating their victory, campaigners for Studio 41 were left unsure of what step to take next.
Honestly, I've got no idea, absolutely no idea, because we haven't really thought that far ahead. Obviously, we're going to just sit round tomorrow, have a talk, and go from there.
This is Maria Soleil reporting from Canterbury.